Last week, we opened verse 29 of chapter 4 of Ephesians. We read from 29 through 32, but really stayed on verse 29, where it tells us to not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths, but instead focus on that which is beneficial for people in building them up. We looked at this as part of the command to be made new in the attitude of our mind and to put on a new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, going back to verse 23 and 24 of Ephesians chapter 4. So let's read the section again, Ephesians 29 through 32. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. As we read the entire paragraph, we begin to understand the unwholesome type talk that was present and that was being corrected was unwholesome talk that was born out of bitterness, rage, anger, slander, brawling, or just malicious thinking. People were complaining, being negative. They were speaking down about others. And we're told that's not to be the way that we speak to one another in the body. Instead, verse 32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgiving. This is a word that we really need to understand deeply in our own life. We understand forgiveness when someone has wronged us in some big way. But do we understand forgiveness in the issue of when someone misspeaks something, or when someone says something we don't like, or when someone reacts in a small way to something we've done and we've taken that as a negative comment? Forgiveness means letting it go, not counting it against them, not feeling like we have to return volley, that we have to argue back with them, that we have to correct them. When I teach martial arts, one of the things that I insist on is that my students never respond to my correction with an explanation or with some excuse. Whatever I say as the teacher, even if I might be wrong, is something that they need to listen to. If at some point one of my students wants to come later and explain some thing that I missed or some mistake that I've made, I'm not beyond listening to them. I'm not above being corrected or instructed. But in the moment when I'm on the floor, when I'm teaching, I don't want students to make excuses for themselves. I want them to forgive me as a teacher, to accept my correction and move forward. So it says here that we are to be kind and compassionate, as opposed to complaining, raging, angry, brawling, slanderous, speaking with malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, not feeling like we have to fight back. Just as Christ God forgave you. Powerful statement. God's mercy is ultimately the thing which controls His grace, which allows us to be forgiven by Christ. Romans puts it this way, while you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. Romans 5:8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is God's love for us. So in loving one another, we also need to be patient. We need to be slow to anger, not quick to come back with a comment or a correction. But instead, We need to be forgiving, gentle, kind, compassionate. And we need to focus on this attitude of our mind. We need to retrain ourselves. When we see that we are filled with negative speech and correction, and I find that I'm very guilty of this in my own home, where something is not the way that I want it or think it ought to be because of my past or the way I was taught, and so I'm correcting my wife or my children about something that I really don't need to correct them about. In fact, oftentimes the correction steals from the compliment that I could be giving instead, or the encouragement I could be giving instead. This is an attitude I want to change. I won't change it just by accident. I'll only change it by focusing on the behavior and making an effort to genuinely be made new in the attitude of my mind. This week, I hope you will encourage one another in love, that you'll remove negative speech, that you'll develop an attitude of gratitude, and that love will be your banner. Have a great week.